So now I'm going to ask the panelists to speak a little bit about how their identity, whatever that means to them, how that influences their work. I know some interesting things that came out with the speeches as we went around. Ms. Wise spoke in terms of the largest minority and what that means. And I thought that was very interesting. And how does that influence your work?
Basically, as far as being like me saying I'm the Lord, okay, I don't think maybe I'm the largest minority out there, but I know basically I do fit in a lot of categories, and it influences my work in so many ways. Being African American alone is so many things to write about. The things you see every day, the things that happen within my culture, my community, and that I see back home. But I don't want to touch on another question, but still, it's just being black alone, you just imagine, you turn on the TV every day. The news has so many things within the quote-unquote hood or the projects of what's going on, poverty. It's so many things I write about ever since I started writing when I was only 11 years old. Being a lesbian, honestly, I didn't really touch on that topic until probably recently, which is really weird. Never really you could say I was in a closet. If you ask me, I'll tell you. But I guess more recently, after coming to the Philadelphia community, I got more open, and eventually it was like, hey, this is who I am. So just probably about 2 years ago, I started putting that more into my poetry. And the way it really affects it, all of this around, it's like, I got something to say. I have a story to tell. So I'm not sitting here trying to, I'm not saying people who haven't been through something or who aren't part of certain categories have to sit down and think of things to write about. But I know it's not hard for me to think of a topic because every single part of me has been through something. The lesbian part, it's obvious the struggles we're going through today. If you think of Maine and you think of what New Jersey just went through, you can think of things right now if you're on those current, you know, if you're up to date with your news, you know, we're going through a lot when it comes to just struggling with rights and whatnot. Every day, blacks are going through it. That's not the only thing. I mean, the youth, I'm not a teenager anymore, but I am a youth activist, and I do fight for the youth every day of my life. Like, that's all part of me. I'm wearing a t-shirt right now. I went to Chicago with the Youth Philadelphia Poetry Scene, and just to see the changes they went through and the developments they make, it's more than just about poetry. It's about community for me, all of this. So I'm inspired every day, and who I am, my identity will never change. I can't change that, so my inspiration will never stop. And in a way, it's like, it's hard to constantly know you're going through things and things are affecting your community, but at the same time, it's a blessing because it's like, the more I'm inspired, and it's a shame to say it, but the more we go through, it's like, I'll never stop writing, you know? And that's what I'm here for, so.
And Frank, you spoke about guerrilla poetics, nomadic poetics, taken from Pierre Jury, and lo-fi economic production. And how do these concepts, or even not even necessarily speaking on those things, but where you're from geographically or ethnically, how does that influence your work?
Well, that's a good question. Let's see. Where I'm from, geographically and ethnically, I grew up in Southwest Philadelphia, and I grew up during the busing era, and I grew up in a sort of like a siege culture. That was the mentality of the neighborhood, which was primarily Irish, Italian, and Polish. And what became apparent, not overnight, but throughout the years, was how racism and classism were overlapping and being used more or less calibrated to the maximum effectiveness of capital gain at the expense of the players involved, and in many cases, you know, ending in violence and death. And so it became apparent to me that the idea of being a mere player in this bigger picture, particularly the last like 10 or 15 years when commodity culture has been amped up to such a level of, you know, through new media, and how the media is more and more conglomerated. There are less and less official, quote unquote, sites of information. So, and I see poetry as news in a way, probably more than ever in my lifetime, is just so. In terms of identity, just like living within an empire and trying to negotiate your decisions on a daily basis of, you know, in terms of consumption, how much does this, you know, how much am I making decisions to oppress or liberate on a daily basis with your spending power, and, you know, and trying to negotiate how much do I like this coffee, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's one example. So poetry for me is a way of sort of communicating that and sort of feeling that out.